learned before, Avada by Bechor Tam, the other that comes up, Avada is also. Ki Tiburlach, where's my shayla here, the oila, by Korban oila. My. Ti von the Iker, Lavla Kapora Osi. The Iker Chir of a Korban oil is not for a Kapora, it's a present you bring into Hashem. So we have to be afraid, my shayla, maybe people would leave it over and not bring it so fast. So Rabbanu Shem make Gizor, we can't have enough from the wall. Or do we maybe know? Kivan the oila nami mechapro aesei. Person doesn't isra say. So you don't get malchus for it. So the kapora you get is a korban oila. If you bring a korban oila, you'll have a kapora. There's no chiv, but if you bring it, you have a kapora. So maybe since a lot of people bring it for kapora, also there's a swara, loy mashoi lo. People will not leave it over. So, and therefore there's no gzerim in the rabbanin. So that's our shalah, they're here. Of this korban oil that came off by itself before shechita, late after shechita, what's going to be the loch? Is it muta banor or not? So Mar says, Toshima, come in here. It says, ha tolish, sema mi bechor tam. Somebody pulls off the hair of a bechor tam. Afa pisha nilad, but even though mum came on it later, shechatu also. And you shechted later, still it's also, that here is also. So who, even by a bechor, taima, what's the reason why it's also banor? The tolish. And of course, you pulled it off yourself. Mashmuha nitlash, if the hair comes off by itself, shari. Even by a bechor, that's not for kapor at all. So you see, you don't make the xeris. If so, then the svar should be bechor shchen ela, for sure there should be a svar by korban ela. Also, the loy mashoy law, the people don't leave it over. That should be mutabanor. So it should be right, clearly, that the hair of a korban ela should be mutabanor. So what does it could be? No. I'll tell you really who I did. The same halacha applies afilu nitlash. That's what this brisa says here. Atolus sam, you pull off the wool. Lav dafmi, you pull it off. Even if it comes off by itself, it's the same thing. Nami yosa, it be yosa. I bought it. Tony, why does it say lashon of atolus if you pulled it off? He is ledicha koicha dakavi. Once teaches chiddush according to akavia. The what? The babal mum afilu b'tolus nami shari. It's only yosa because it was a tam. But if the bechor would have been a babal mum, then even though you pull off there, also it's muta. I but none we learned in our Mishnah Nosha Tanan, it says the Mishnah where the hair came off by itself. I tell you Tona Nosha Lodikh Rabbanan. The Mishnah says the case where the hair fell off by itself reaches the Chiddush according to Rabbanan. But the Rabbanan old, even though you make a Shechita later, still it's also Banor. The making zero, you may come to leave it over. But Tona Tulish, it says Tulish Lodikh Akavia. The Kurdin Akhman, according to Akavia, even if it was a Bechor Balmum, and then later you pulled off the hair, could be it's muta banor. But here they said it's also, it's going according to chonim, and it's only also by a bechor. So if so, you have no one will be by korban oila. It could be never by korban oila, maybe it'll be muta banor. So you can't bring any proof from me, it could be a korban oila, it will be muta banor. Can't bring a proof. Right, then the Mishnah says, semer hamadutl. So when it says, hey chidom, what's the case that's still attached like it looks? Like it's part of the wool. Heichidam b'chad ein nirim agiza. What's the case where you could tell it was cut off before? It doesn't look like part of the giza. The cutting off now. Omer Reb Loza, Omer Rosh Lakish, kol sheikroi hofach kalpe roshay. Means the roots of the hair are like facing outwards. Rashi says it's folded over and it looked like sticking out. So you could tell that hair didn't come off now. When you're shearing off the hair now, all the roots are facing towards the skin. Hear that these roots of the hair are facing upwards, mashma came out before. We have Nosam Arashi Yoma, Kol Sheino Mesmoyich Imagiza. It's not smooth. It's not Mesmoyich, it's not smooth with the rest of them. Rashi Sheino Shove Imagiza, El Nira Oila Lamala. It goes above, sticks out more than the other ones. That's also called Nira, it came up before. Now the Gemara says, Rash Lakish, my time, how come he doesn't say El Yoma, Krab Nosam Arashi Yoma? Or Merebe Loik, Sover Rash Lakish, like us holds. No, every time you shear off, there's always some hair that was sticking out a little bit above, a little bit below. Just the fact it's not smooth, that's no proof. Every shearing off looks a little bit above, a little bit below. Therefore, the only thing that makes it not like we're sheared off now is you can tell clearly the roots of the hair are like sticking out, it's bent over. But otherwise, that's called im hagiza. Then it'll be muta. So the Mishnah says, Ad kama Yisrael chayovim litapo b'bechor. Or b'chor, Rashi says, b'chor b'zman hazeh, kodim shenet lakum, before you give it to a kohen, shemuz alak v'letz loy ba'korch l'fanasoy. By today, a b'chor, the Kohen really can't use it. He has to wait till it becomes a Bamum, and then he can shecht it. So before it becomes a Bamum, you have to watch it and feed it. So he has a chiyuv to feed the Bechor. So it says that the Yisrael, like, has a chiyuv to take care of it. Akam Yisrael, here on the top of the Bechor, the Daka, small Bechor, like a lamb or a sheep. Yishleshim Yoyim, the Yisrael has to first hold on to it for the first 30 days, because it's hard to take care of it. Then he has the mother there, the mother helps him, and then he can first give it to the Kohen. Or the gasa by big game, or cow, ox, chemishim yom. The first 50 days has to stay by the Yisrael. Then you first give it over to the Kohen. If you see him a bedaka, a small animal, a sheep, shleshim chesh chadashim, 3 months it has to be by the mother, because it's hard to feed it. What's going to be omalei kohen b'techas? Let's say the Kohen says to Yisrael in the middle of his man, tenu li, please give me the bechor right now, and I'll feed him. Harezli late night alone. No, you're not going to do it. It's also for the Yisrael to give it to the Kohen before 30 or 50 days. V'im ba'al mumu, let's say the Bechor has a mum already. Now if the Kohen takes it, he can shecht it right away. The Yomla, the Kohen says to Yisrael, Tanuli, give it to me, Shechlen, I want to shecht it right now. Then muta, then the Yisrael is allowed to give it to the Kohen right away. What's going to be if a Shasa, maybe Shasa had a Beis HaMikdash, Yemho Yitomim, if the Bechor was a Tam. Omalor, he says like this, Tain v'yakrivenu, give me the Bechor right now, I want to bring it for Korban. Muta, also you give it to the Kohen right away, you can bring it for Korban, it's 8 days old, you can bring it for Korban. Now, ha-Bechor nechal shona b'shona. Look, at Chilu, you're supposed to bring the Bechor and eat it that first year. Like this, bein tam, bein balmum. There's this man, you had the Beis HaMikdash, and then you have to bring it during that first year. If it had a balmum, then you also to shecht it that first year. Shem and the Pesach says, "Lefnei Hashem Kefet Echlenu Shana B'Shana," means that first year try and eat the Bechor. But if a Shteitzich, if let's say Bisman is there that you can't bring it for Korban, you have to wait till it becomes a Bamum. If it takes more than a year, you just have to wait. You have to wait till it becomes a Bamum. So it says now, what's going to be Nolad Loi Mum B'Tershin Osay? If let's say a Mum came during the first year, so Rishon Lekaimo Kol Shnei Masachodesh, like you're allowed to wait 12 months, you don't have to eat it the first month, you can wait till the end of the year. Aliyachal Yud Beis Chodesh, and the Rosh Hashanah, then you're not going to hold on to it anymore, you have to eat it. El Olamid Yoyim, it's only 30 days, we'll see in the Gemara, meaning we say if a Mum comes upon the Bechor after it's a year old, then you have a right at 30 days to wait. But right after 30 days, you should make sure to eat the Bechor, to shecht it. You alright? Yeah. Now it must like this. How do we know this? That a behema dak is 30, a behema gas is 50 days. Some more nice psukim. Omer Rav Kana, the Omer Pasuk says, "Bechor bonecho titen li, a pigeon ben, give your child to me." Kain tachlo tzonecho, the same thing you do to your tzoyin, the bechor b'tzoyin. Leyoschav dimecho lo tacha, don't leave over your trumas or maisvus. Kain tachlo shorcho, then do the same thing the shorcho. So we dash not this. We know a pigeon ben is 30 days. That goes on Tzonecha, that's Behem Adaka. L'yachav v'dimachem, because that's going on Bikurim. Bikurim, Rashi says, is 50 days. Like, usually the Tzvua gets right by Pesach time, and you first bring Bikurim Shavuos time, 50 days later. So the Ashen, that the Bikurim, that goes on Shor, Mashpah Behem Agatha, is 50 days. Most Epech, change it around. Epech Ano, because really the Pesukim are not Mashpah this. You can read the Pesukim both ways. So where it says, Mistavra d'machtav l'machtav l'nach d'machar, says the word Bechor b'necha first, and says the word Tzoncha first. So they go first. But the more, no, Adarava, the samachle, goes what's next to it. It says, Bechor b'necha t'itmechinat ha-shochor, but it says, shor, next to Bechor, so go what's the samachle. Maybe 50, maybe 30 the other way. And the Rav, Amarava, Amakwa, the Pasuk like this, Tasa, when it says the Pasuk by shochor, it says Tasa l'shochor. That by Yishor you have to work more with it. So not only just to have 30 days, but him you have to have the 50 days. For the Gemara of the Aim of Shishin, if you say the Pasuk says more, maybe it means twice as much as a Behem Adaka. A Behem Adaka is 30 days, you have to feed it. So maybe a Behem Agasta is 60 days. So what says the Maskoner is, Loi Mosra Chakos Velachachom. The Pshat is these things to dash, and what the Torah really means is up to Chomim. That's what a chom dash and ha'isafir doesn't mean a new 30 days. It only means the same shiur as bikurim, 50 days. Yeah. So that's done with this. Machte, these are the shiurim that Yisrael should hold on to a behemah gasa for 50 days and a behemah daka for 30 days. Then it says, Tanim Mur says, Tanya namulam, like this, Tanya namiyachi, says, Bechor b'necha titan li, kain taslo tzoncha, that 30 days. Yochla was after Shorcha, maybe Shor is also enough 30 days. Talmud says, Tase, you have to do more. It's like some of the Chosin, you have to do more than that for Shorcha. How much more? Loi Moscha Chosin, it's up to Chom to say. It's Mikanam, from here we learn out. At Kam Yisroh Yovn Hatu V'Bechor, till how long does Yisroh have to work with his Bechor? Feed it before he gives it to the Kayim. The Behem Medaka Shloishim Yoim. The Gasa Chamishim Yoim. The Behem Medaka by your ox or by a cow, you have to wait 50 days. The Behem Yoim Medaka Shloishim Yoim, you have to wait 3 months by the Behem Medaka. Why? Bevnesh Tipulim Ruba. It's very hard to work with it. You have to feed it. It's hard. It's a lot of tipul. So you want to make sure you get the right thing so that Yisroh has to work with it. Or else there's other swords. Anita's mother. Anita's mother. One second. The eternal universal relationship in the dark place. Its teeth are small, it can't chew yet. It's therefore needs its mother to help it to chew or to nurse it. So therefore you have to leave it behind the back of there 3 months by the Yisrael where the mother is. Then the Mishnah says, what's going to be your mom? Aloy ha-koyim b'teichas man t'nu li. The Koyim says, the middle's time, give it to me. Ha-rezli then aloy. You're not supposed to give it to the Koyim. The Koyim says, give it to me before 30 or 50 days, the Yisrael should not give it to him. Again, the b'chor b'zman is there, where it's a time, it's not a balmum yet, so the Koyim can't eat it yet. So you can't give it to the Kohen early. My time, why not? On the Rosh Hashanah Mivnei Shenir, it looks like a Kohen HaMasayei V'Beis HaGronis. Looks like a Kohen that's like working for the Yisrael by the crop, Amanat that the Yisrael should pay him back the Truma, that you're not allowed to do. See also, really it's up to the Yisrael to work with this Bechor 250 days. If he gives it away early, the Peshat is the Kohen says, I'll work for you, I'll feed him the extra days for you, Amnash, you give him to me. So Kohen is not allowed to do that. There's not none like this. Ha-Kahanim, V'Halaviyim, V'Aniyim. Noni, Ha-Masiyayim, V'Beis HaGronis. That they're helping in the Beis HaGronis, Ha-Masiyayim, V'Beis HaRoyim. They're working by the shepherd. V'Beis HaGronis, down by the field where the tool grows. Those are Beis HaMetzachayim, by the butcher store. So Lochur is, Ha-Nesim Lehem, Truma Samaisim, Schorim. He saw not allowed to pay them back, Truma Samaisim, for their pay. If the Moslem came, if the Kohen does all the Yisrael does this, chivalry, you'd be mechal the truma. It's not nice. There's a nis upon the Kohen. It shouldn't work to get the truma meisers. The lema kozvam, and then the pasuk says, shichatem bris alevi, you'd be mash because you're destroying the bris alevi. If you have another pasuk says, with kosher bnei Yisrael as a chalu, leisimus, you should not die. Mash, if you do this, you'll die and have misa from it. My view, what's the second pasuk? Tichitem, maybe you'll tell me misa law. You won't die from this. Tashman, the pasuk says yes. We have kachshu bnei Yisrael as chal loisamusu. Or bikshu chom lekayin to chom. We want to make a kenas here. In the case we a kohen did this, he worked on the fields that Yisrael paid him back with truma. So the kubis nis upon the Yisrael also. So the chom want to make a kenas here. Lius mafrishin leim truma or mashlim. The chom wanted that mishlehem that the Yisrael should have to take off truma samais the second time. They want to make a kenas. The balabatim mivnei malakons. I'm not going to make this kenas. That they're afraid if they make a knas, take off tshuma again, it's only the abundant of tshuma. So they're afraid maybe they'll take off tshuma from the wrong places. Therefore they didn't make the gzeira. But Miku Adin, you're not allowed to do this. A kohen can't work for the Yisrael, and after the Yisrael pay him back either the tshumais, or else the b'chorim, or else the matanis, means the zreir l'chayim v'keva. It's not nice for Yisrael to work by a kohen to work for Yisrael in order to get these matanis. Yeah. All right, yeah, we'll stop here.